Hey everyone, it's Lorenzo and welcome to the 2-Minute Tips on Hacking Leadership podcast. Today's 2-Minute Tip is brought to you by Aaron Hatzikostas. Aaron is a CEO, best-selling author, TEDx and keynote speaker, podcast host, and coach consultant. Aaron provides some great insight and advice on inspiring people to inspire other people. Find more great content from Aaron on LinkedIn. A link to her page can be found in the episode notes.
My name is Aaron Hatzikostas, and you're listening to my 2-Minute Tip on Hacking Your Leadership. So it was about a year into me taking over as CEO. I was running a company, about 1,000 people, 9 figures revenue, and quite frankly, had really struggled in the past. And we had great momentum. My leadership team was fired up, and we were negotiating some new deals, which were turning around the financials, and then couldn't wait. My employee survey results were coming back, right? And you know how these things can be. They were huge, thick report and quantitative, qualitative results. And so I brought it on to a business trip and I couldn't wait to sit down and open it up. And as I opened up the first couple of pages, I thought, holy crap, they gave me the wrong report. You see, what I expected were these huge increases and improvements. And what I saw was this minor shift. And then I went back to the back where the comments were and realized that people were still frustrated and things were still broken. And it was in that moment I realized, like, I thought I could be the energizer buddy. I thought I could be the one inspiring everybody. And I couldn't. And I realized that great leadership isn't about inspiring people. It's actually about creating an inspiration platform. And what I mean by platform, I don't mean like technology and all this rigmarole. I just simply mean small things that help other people inspire other people. So I went back to the office and I said to my assistant, can you just add an agenda item, just one agenda item every week on our staff meetings for 10 minutes at the beginning that says slow down and inspire. Now she kind of looked at me like I was nuts, like every week. But every week, what we started to do is instead of hopping into the issues of the week, we just spent that time sharing leadership best practices or great stories from a customer meeting or personal triumphs, half marathons and weight loss. And it quickly spread like wildfire. It was an inspiration platform. My leaders started to do things with their teams. They all started to look a bit different. There were book clubs and there were motivational Mondays on operational meetings. And that one small change that I recommend for you, something that just allows people to inspire other people, agenda item, something simple, can be one of the biggest profound changes you can make in leadership. And then no longer do you have to be the energizer bunny. You just have to pull that flywheel, right? That little string every so often and let everybody else fly the plane. So I hope this was helpful. I hope that you go out and just make one small change, slow down and inspire and create that inspiration platform. Thank you.